It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
We need you. We need the fans. We need the Auburn family. We need the staff. We need the players. We need everyone in this building that is involved in our program to buy into our core values to drive this train.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over and in, I believe.
Baseball pass, front court, Brian Smith, baseline, eight-footer, in and out, no good. Oh, my goodness, they put it down by Porter. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Abbeville, Alabama, a one-handed slam.
Carnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac. Go crazy. Touchdown.
Reach it down, he knocked it away. Ball loose on the deck. Throws it back out. Harper gets it. Harper down the floor. Harper shovels it to Brown for three. Yeah!
I tell you, you ain't going to run to get any popcorn if we keep this up.
I knew we could be competitive in men's basketball at Auburn. I didn't think that championships were necessarily in the cards. Auburn's a special place. I had a special team.
Bryce eyes the bucket, spins it up. In and out, no. Rebound, Washington saved it. Up, Brown is there for three and a quarter. Yeah, baby!
All right.
Auburn leads.
Get back, play some defense now.
We've come a long way. And just grateful for the opportunity. Understand that if it wasn't for Auburn bringing me to be their basketball coach, I never would have the opportunity to realize, obviously, one of my goals as a college coach is to get to the Final Four.
That does it. History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Now, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome into the show. Thanks for hanging out with us for an additional hour. Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. And certainly a lot to continue the conversation about tonight. Auburn football in the news this week. And it appears that Coach Hugh Freeze has his offensive staff pretty much intact now and in place now, as Derek Nix is making the move from Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin to coach with his old friend Hugh Freeze in Auburn. Nix will be the offensive coordinator, and he'll coach the running backs, taking the place of Cadillac Williams. An unfortunate story for Cadillac, but it seems that Coach Freeze has made a very good replacement there with Derek Nix. We'll talk about that. Also, Kent Austin, named this week to be the quarterback coach. He's stepping up from an analyst role in the past and a special assistant to the head coach. Again, he and Coach Freeze very close from their days at Ole Miss and their days at Liberty. So you've got a staff that's very familiar with one another and a cohesive staff, and I think that's a good thing for Auburn football in the future. We'll be talking with Coach Chuck Anderson about all of the coaching changes, and of course still waiting for the defensive staff to be filled out. Chris Kiffin of the NFL, thought to be the leading figure there for co-defensive coordinator. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well as we get into football in just a few minutes with, again, with Coach Chuck Anderson. What about the Auburn basketball team? A little bit of a surprise this year for me, but they are certainly rolling after a big win last night in Nashville against the Vanderbilt Commodores. Coach Pearl has, I think, done one of his best coaching jobs ever this season at Auburn. He has really put the pieces together, getting players from mid-majors and junior college players, like we talked with Dane Bradshaw a week ago. He has really put things together for the Auburn Tigers this week. And Jalen Williams, what can you say about Jalen Williams and the way he is playing right now for the Auburn Tigers? Absolutely perfect last night from the floor, 7 for 7 from the field, 5 for 5 from the line, a career high 21 points for Jalen last night. He is one of the quietest, most soft-spoken people you'll ever run across, but really playing at a high level right now. And the great, just a tremendous play at the end of the game last night, if you didn't see it, the fake pass from Jalen, the behind-the-back pass to Denver Jones in the corner for the three-pointer, kind of the sealer against the Vanderbilt Commodores last night. The Tigers are on a 10-game win streak. They play Ole Miss at home this week, and then Alabama next weekend, or next week, Wednesday night in Tuscaloosa, which should be a fabulous matchup. The Crimson Tide undefeated in the SEC, as are the Auburn Tigers currently. So Bruce Pearl has his team playing at a very high level. A lot of people on the national scene starting to talk about Auburn as far as the NCAA tournament, how far they could go. Could they be an Elite Eight? Could they be another Final Four team for Coach Bruce Pearl? One guy that is taking notice is a pretty good basketball coach and played at a very high level for a long time, Jerry Stackhouse, the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores. He had some comments about the Tigers after the 80-65 victory last night.
This is definitely one of the best Auburn teams I've seen since I've been here. They did have a really group that a good group that first year. They had a real older group, but I mean, top to bottom right now, I think, you know, with those guys, you know, coming off the bench for them, I don't know if we see this much depth on one team in the SEC right now. They really come with KD. I mean, you got KD coming off the bench. You got Carwell coming off the bench. I mean, 12 and 6 for him, you know, blocking shots and doing the things that he's doing. So you think you get a little bit of relief when Williams and Broom go out of the game and then he comes in. He probably has more energy than all of them. So, I mean, they're definitely a tough cover and team that has a chance to do something really deep this year.
And that is becoming more and more apparent to more and more college basketball experts and fans alike. The Tigers just with a fantastic effort so far. They are averaging over 11 points, an 11-point margin in their victories so far this season, which is really something. And when you think about it, Auburn was ahead of Baylor, a game they lost, and the other loss coming to Appalachian State on the road, which maybe served a purpose, but the Tigers could have won that one as well. And just think, if they would have won those two, what people would be saying about this Auburn basketball team. But anyway, Coach Bruce Pearl and his squad and his coaching staff doing a tremendous job this season, and we will talk to Kevin Fichtner at the bottom of the hour about some college basketball and about the Auburn Tigers. Also, coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about the Auburn women's basketball team. They played this afternoon in Nashville against Vanderbilt because of the weather. That one was moved up a little bit, so we'll talk about that. And also the big win over LSU in the previous game, the defending national champions. Was that the turning point, maybe, for Coach Johnny and the Auburn Tigers? We're going to talk with Auburn legend Ruthie Bolton about the Auburn women's basketball team and get her perspective. Always a great pleasure to visit with Ruthie. And we're going to talk about DeWanna Bonner as well. On Sunday, her number will be retired. Ruthie's number is retired as well. So they share that in common, or will this weekend. And we'll talk some women's basketball with Ruthie in just a little bit. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk some college football, as we mentioned. Lots of changes and lots of progression on the Auburn coaching staff for Coach Hugh Freeze. And Coach Chuck Anderson joins us in just a little bit, right after the break, to talk Auburn football. Glad you're with us on a Thursday night. It's Tiger Talk Overtime here on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Head Coach Hugh Freeze. You're listening to Tiger Talk Overtime on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much, and welcome in to the show once again. We're set to talk some college football as the Tigers and Coach Hugh Freeze have set their offensive staff and still looking for a position or two on the defensive staff. We want to welcome into the show Coach Chuck Anderson. Chuck, always good to talk to you. I know you've got your ear to the wall pretty much as well as anybody I know as far as Auburn football.
Well, I don't know that anybody really knows what's going on right now, other than the fact that it's just a state of confusion. But it is quite interesting. I mean, it's the climate of today's society and the climate of today's college football scene that just chaos is breaking loose throughout the country.
No question about it. And I don't think there's any better evidence than that than the players we see departing in Tuscaloosa, and one of those, at least already, has wound up on the plains. That's Antonio Kite, the cornerback from Alabama, who has transferred to Auburn, and the guy who recruited him was Charles Kelly, who is the new co-defensive coordinator for the Auburn Tigers, already making an impact on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, I think Kite, you know, came from Anniston, Alabama, and he was a really good player. Didn't play a lot at Alabama, but dadgum, they had two All-Americans up there. And, you know, I think he's got the capabilities to come in and start at corner for us next year. And he's got really good speed, needs to add a little weight, but, you know, he might have done that in the last year or so. But I think watching what's happening at Alabama, and this is not a knock against Alabama, it's a compliment to Nick Saban, but it's clear that the elite players were not going to Alabama because of the mystique of it being Alabama. They were going to Alabama to play for Nick Saban so that they could go to the pros.
Right.
And I think that's clear as many of them that is getting in the portal right now because they don't know that guy that's coming in can get them to the pros. So it's just the changing climate of college football now. It's kind of a shame. But there ain't a whole lot you can do about it. And you got to embrace it. And, you know, good for us that we got one. If I hope that's an indicator because Caleb Downs was recruited to Alabama by Charles Kelly. Now, personally, I think he's going to Georgia. And if that happens, then I hope the safety that the freshman that went to Georgia instead of coming to Auburn thinks about getting in the portal like one of the Alabama recruits did today. And who knows where we're going to be in a week.
Yeah, exactly right. KJ Bolden is the guy at Georgia right now who knows what could happen, as you said, in the future. But it just is a very odd situation. I don't know if we've ever seen this in our lifetime. I'm almost positive we haven't. It's got to be an odd feeling, though, going from one school to the other. But let's talk about that defensive staff a little bit since you mentioned Kelly again. Still waiting for maybe one more spot to fill in there. A lot of people are talking about Chris Kiffin for co-defensive coordinator. But what do you think of what we have so far, the addition of Kelly and Zach Etheridge obviously taking off to go to Houston. So is Kiffin the guy, do you think? And what do you think of Kelly? Obviously, he's doing a good job recruiting.
No question. And it's kind of interesting because I don't know if you've been paying attention in the last – couple of hours, but the linebacker coach at Alabama, who was on Hugh Freeze's staff at Liberty and went to Alabama and became the linebacker coach, just tweeted out that he's leaving. Thank you for the opportunity at Alabama.
Yeah.
Does that mean that Hugh Freeze, who's surrounding himself with people that he's familiar with, that he can trust? Regardless of what people say, I don't think Hugh Freeze had anything to do with Cadillac Williams or Etheridge leaving. I think that was a decision made way above their heads and not by the boosters or anybody like that. Mm-hmm. I think the truth will come out later on, but you haven't seen anybody really in the high level saying things about Cadillac and Etheridge and Hugh Freeze and, you know, issues. So I don't think you can blame Freeze on that, but the people he's surrounding himself with is just like Derek Nix said yesterday. It's like getting the old gang back together. And they were pretty successful offensively with that group of guys at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And so if they can bring that back, I think Auburn people will be happy. Now we've just got to get a defensive guy in here that can do as good a job as we did last year. You know, we played good defense last year. I think Charles Kelly is a great addition. I think he's a great recruiter. I think Crime Dog is a great hire back. He's a great recruiter. He's been a lot of different places. I hope he decides to settle in. I know the defensive line coach, Garrett, is a great recruiter and has produced some really good players, did a really good job last year. And I think our linebackers coach is doing a good job. I mean, you look at those freshman linebackers we got coming in. I'm not sure two of those aren't going to be in the two deep. I'm not sure that's why Cam Riley left. You know, because I think he saw Riddick in pre-bowl practice really do a good job, and I think they're really excited about him. And you've got those three veterans, and then you've got three freshmen coming in that are going to be really good players. So, you know, obviously Auburn's bringing in some good young talent. We've just got to get through next year and get them a little opportunity. But, is Kiffin the guy? Well, you know, them not hiring anybody kind of leads you to believe that they're waiting for them to get beat. I mean, his contract will not allow him to go truly interview and you know, take a job right now. He's got, you know, they pay those guys millions and millions of dollars to play on that level. And, you know, they want their full attention. And, you know, they're playing, you know, that's a multi-billion dollar business, much higher than college. So they want those guys full attention. And I don't think they want to play around with a college job right now.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think Coach Freeze is kind of consolidating his guys that he's coached with, that he's familiar with, and he's decided if he's going to do it at Auburn, he's going to do it with his people. Let's talk about that offensive staff a little bit. Derek Nix coming in as offensive coordinator and running backs coach, and then you have Kent Austin, who's been promoted to quarterback coach, and it's going to be interesting to see. A lot of people have said that Hugh Freeze is going to call the plays next year. I'm not totally convinced that's the equation for next year, but I think he'll call some of it. I know he has a lot of confidence, from what I understand, in Kent Austin, and I'm sure Nix will be involved in the game plan planning part. We've talked about the comments from Lane Kiffin and his little note that he wrote. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Obviously, he's going to be calling plays because that's what Lane Kiffin said he had to do, right?
That's right. What do you think? What do you think will happen next year?
I think that the thing that Freeze, the play calling is important. I get that. And you've got a gift for it or you don't have a gift for it. But the key to it is the planning, the design of the game plan, what we're installing for that week. You know, you've got a list of plays on third and five that you're going to call. They're going to be plays you think can be successful. You got a list of plays on second and 12 that you're going to call. You know, you're not just grabbing plays out of the air. So if Kent Austin, Derek Nix, or Hugh Freeze call the plays, you know, they've predetermined a group of plays that are going to occur on first and 10, a group of plays that are going to occur on second and five, second 20. So you're not just grabbing plays out of thin air. You know, maybe Derek Nix calls the first 15 plays of the game, which are going to be scripted anyway. You know, maybe that settles that contract issue. But whoever calls the plays is going to have, you know, Coach Freeze's confidence because, you know, they've determined during the week what that game plan and what that play calling sheet's going to look like. And he's going to have much, much, much more input into that. He's established a year of developing relationships with high school coaches. He's developed a year, obviously, as you're listening to quotes of juniors turning seniors next year, that they've established relationships. He had to do that last year while he should have been coaching. And so now he's got a little bit better opportunity to come in and get involved in the game plan, the day-to-day operation of the game plan, whereas last year he was spending more time recruiting and then coming in at practice and coming in on Saturdays, and he didn't like it very much.
Very interesting to talk about the coaching staff, and I think even though the unfortunate situation with Cadillac and and Zach happened. I think people in Auburn are still looking forward and thinking maybe we'll have a better staff even than we had last year, even though Cadillac was a popular figure when he took over as interim coach in last season.
No question. You'll never hear true Auburn people say anything negative about Cadillac or Zach Etheridge. But Coach Freeze has brought in a good recruiter in Derek Nix. He's brought in a great coach and his quarterback coach who played the position, who coached with him at Ole Miss and who played it for years in the CFL. And all they do up there is throw the ball. So I know we replaced some coaches. I think Charles Kelly is known as a better recruiter than Zach. I think Charles Kelly has been around longer and is probably recognized as being a better secondary coach. Doesn't make him a more committed person. Doesn't make it better work. So I'm not being critical of Zach, but I think you're replacing a defensive coach with an upgrade. Not a knock on Zach. Your Coach Nix has coached in the college game longer. He's been around some great players. You have to look at the fact that Cadillac really hadn't been in coaching a long time. I mean, he was coaching at the high school level before Coach Malzahn hired him. Right. So, is that an upgrade in experience? There's no question there. I don't know enough about Nix to say he's a better coach than Cadillac. He certainly can't be as loyal an Auburn guy, and he can't be as beloved as Cadillac was. But, he said it clearly yesterday. His daddy raised them as Auburn fans, so he knows where Auburn is. He knows what Auburn's all about, and he's going to find out for sure on Saturdays in September.
Well, fantastic, Chuck. Always good to visit. I know you're up there watching some hoops as well, and the Tigers looked pretty good last night.
Man, this is fun. I'm a Dylan Cardwell fan.
Are you?
KD Johnson guy. I just love the enthusiasm they play with. I mean, if I was playing defense against Dylan Cardwell, I'd get the heck out of the way. I mean, he has just decided he is going to be a man, and he's going to play a man's game. And I think Bruce Pearl loves it. And he plays hard, and when he's tired, he raises his hand, and Coach Pearl takes him out, pats him on the back, and says, "Let me know when you're ready to go back in."
Yeah.
So, it's a good tandem with him and Broome.
Coach Chuck Anderson talking college football and Auburn basketball with us. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more college basketball, Auburn basketball, with Kevin Fichtner on the plane. Stay with us here on Tiger Talk Overtime on a Thursday night.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. The Tigers of Auburn with a big win last night at Vanderbilt in Nashville at Memorial Gymnasium. 80-65 was the final, and the Tigers are on a 10-game win streak. Not a lot of people figured that into the equation before this season started. Kevin Fichtner is with us to talk some Auburn hoops. And Kevin, a snowy night in Nashville last night, but the Tigers did it again.
Man, it was a great thing to watch. It's so hard to win in that weird gym, the way the benches are set up, the cheerleaders, the fans, the students, but a lot of times people don't do well there. But we won last night, and really it was never in doubt from the, early on. It was so great to get a comfortable win on the road. We're 2-0 on the road now. Very good chemistry, very good things. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is a freaky gym. I've been there a couple of times, and I thought it was interesting in the pregame. Last night, Bruce mentioned that they asked him what it was like, and he said, "Well, imagine Hugh Freeze trying to coach from the end zone."
it's strange. It's weird. It was a very pro Auburn crowd, though. I know that. You could hear it on TV.
Yeah, a lot of great Auburn people in the Nashville area. We were talking a little bit about the chemistry of this ball club, and I tweeted last week a saying that a lot of people tweet, but it's amazing how good you can be when nobody cares who gets the credit. And that seems to be this Auburn team in 2023-24 to me.
Couldn't agree with you more. That was a great quote. And you can see it on the floor. I mean, you can see that I'm at the home games, and you can see in the era of the NIL and the transfer portal, where people don't care so much about their school, they want to vote, you know, it's about me, what kind of money can I get, what kind of deal can I get. These guys, like you said, don't care about how much playing time they get. It's about the team. And I guess Bruce has preached this, and they're on board with it. It's so fun to watch them pass and pass again and wait for that great shot, block, set up the alley-oop. They're having so much fun. The guys on the bench, when the guys are scoring, they're so excited for them. It's so fun to watch this team right now.
It really is. And I was talking to Dane Bradshaw last week from the SEC Network. He played for Bruce Pearl at Tennessee and now does commentary on the SEC Network. But just talking to him about Coach Pearl and the job that he's done this year, you know, I was a little skeptical going into the year. The players that he recruited, was that going to work out? Were they going to be able to hold up in the SEC schedule? But my goodness, at this point in mid-January, we're starting to think about, you know, can we beat Kentucky? Can we beat Tennessee? Can we win this thing?
I guess that's why you and I are talking behind the scene, and Coach Pearl is the one out there doing the recruiting and getting the guys he thinks he needs to help form a team. I mean, we can talk about it all day long, but Coach Pearl is on board. He knows who he wants. He knows the type of player he wants, and it's showing. I mean, a 10-game win streak. We're gelling. Obviously, I hope we're not peaking too soon, but yes, we're 2-0 on the road. We're doing very well at home. A lot of matchups that we've had and we're going to have over the next few weeks, we play Bama twice, we play Ole Miss twice, we play Vandy twice, then we go to Florida, then we host Kentucky. I mean, Tennessee's, you know, late February. I don't see a reason why we shouldn't be able to compete for the SEC title regular season for sure.
Well, exactly right. And I said before the season, you know, can Auburn compete with the Kentuckys and Tennessees? And we haven't played them yet, but you know, watching Kentucky lose and watching Tennessee lose to Mississippi State, I don't think there's any question now that Auburn can compete with any team in the SEC. Arkansas obviously is not very good at this point in time, but maybe Coach Pearl's, the point I was getting to, Kevin, maybe Coach Pearl's best coaching job to date at Auburn. He's been at Auburn 10 years. I've been a little skeptical of Coach Pearl because he's been to the Final Four one time, and we've never gotten past the first weekend except for that one time. So, but it's an amazing job that he's done this year. I was looking last night at the article from the game last night. Jalen Williams, who is really playing spectacular, a game-high 21 to lead Auburn to the 80-65 victory, and the fifth-year senior made the first shot of the night, a hook shot on the opening possession, and he never missed after that. He finished 7 for 7 from the field, including a pair of three-pointers, and made all five of his free throw attempts. And in the second half, Kevin, who else but KD Johnson realized Williams had not missed a shot and had some advice for him. He said, "You better just take layups from this point on. Stay perfect."
That's great.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Something definitely KD would say. Jalen Williams has been on a tear of late, and people are starting to consider him for, you know, one of the guys that could be a potential player of the year in the SEC the way he's playing right now. That lefty stroke, he's getting alley-oops. He's getting putback dunks. He's passing. He had a great pass there to Denver Jones at the end of the game, and Denver Jones sank that three. He's unselfish. You know, it's, like you said, it's his fifth year, so not much is going to faze him when he goes on the road. If they're going through a down, you know, a little run where they're not doing so well in game. But he's very, very good. And as you saw last night, 7 of 7, and KD put a little pressure on him. Don't take any more shots outside of layups. You'll ruin your perfect night.
Oh, my goodness. I could just imagine KD saying that. But when you talk about Jalen, I just think coming back for this season, and I said this with Dane last week, it's almost like Jalen and Dylan shadow, put the shadow on Broom a little bit. They're playing so well right now. And I was just thinking, Jalen has really upped his status, I think, this year coming back for the NBA.
Agreed. I remember the year that Jabari and Walker Kessler left, there were, Bruce kept saying, we're going to build our offense around Jalen. And at the time I was like, why are we going to do that? You know, he hadn't done much then, but he wasn't getting a lot of playing time either. But now, once again, that's the reason why we're talking about it. And Coach Pearl is the coach. He saw something in Jalen, and that is, you know, here we are in his fifth year and he is producing. Bruce Pearl saw that. He knew that he could make an offense and make him, you know, take that next level, that leap to where he is now. And, you know, you and I might not have saw it, but Coach Pearl did. Once again, that's why he's the coach and doing what he does. But Jalen's, he's fantastic right now.
Yeah, I think maybe Jalen was wondering that a little bit too when Coach Pearl told him, just be patient, just be patient. And I don't know if anybody knew it was going to happen, but it's certainly happening this year. And other guys in the game last night, Chad Baker didn't have his best game, maybe, shooting the basketball, but he's become a big factor. And I thought Aiden Holloway was pretty good last night. I don't know what his numbers were from long range, but he was bombing them out there.
Yeah, he hit those back-to-back threes and then did a little heat check and pulled up from the logo from the V and the Vanderbilt. He's done that before. He missed that one. But, yeah, when you get hot and you have unlimited range, as soon as you walk into the gym, you're open. You know, he gets that opportunity to shoot. You're right. Chad Baker Mazzara, you know, he was great against Arkansas. He didn't have the best of nights last night. But, you know, that's why we are 10, 11 deep. We can have a guy or two not have their best night, but other guys might step up and probably will. And as we've seen, do step up. It's all about that playing time, using the max effort they can get when they're in there for those 4 or 5 minute stretches. The next guy comes in. So we have depth. That's a lot of people can't say they have depth. We're running about 10, 11 deep. And like I said, if a guy has an off night, someone else can easily step up.
Yeah, that has become a sign of Bruce Pearl teams in the last few years, having those 9, 10, 11 guys that he can put in there at any point and have confidence in them. And I thought it was interesting before the game last night, I was listening to his comments about who would be in the game at the end of the game. Of course, it wasn't a close game last night, but who would be in the game at the end of the game? He said, if I know myself, which I guess he does pretty well, it would be the guys that are playing defense the most, which I thought was interesting with all the guys he has that can do whatever on offense. The guys that he's going to have in the game at the end of the game are the guys that play D.
Because as we know, defense wins championships. If you can get a steal, if you can, you know, block a ball, it's going to help you. Because he's hoping that we're going to be ahead at the end of the game, and we don't need to score as much. We need to play defense.
Right.
One thing I will say, I don't know the exact stats, but we're at least, I think, top three defensively in the SEC so far this season.
I think offensively and defensively, doing pretty well.
That's hard to do.
All right. So we got Ole Miss coming up this weekend at home, right?
And if Alan Flanagan making his return.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be an interesting game with Wes Flanagan and Alan Flanagan making their return to the plane. So the jungle, I would think, would be in full force, right?
He'll get great applause. We love him. We still, you know, we understand why he left. But it will be, he'll have a chip on his shoulder. He'll want to do good Saturday. And it'll be a great test for us to see if we can, you know, shut him down. They lost to LSU last night on the road. They're coming to the jungle. We're undefeated. I don't see any reason why we won't be able to win this game. We'll just see what the margin is.
And looking forward to that AP and coaches poll next week, Kevin. I don't know about you, but they got to find some new voters in that thing, because Auburn is undefeated in the SEC, had a pretty good preseason. They lost to Baylor and Appalachian State, but could have won those games. And Kentucky lost and Tennessee lost, and we're number 13 and they're ahead of us in the top 10. How does that work?
Yeah, it blows my mind. We have not lost a game in 2024. Every week, it seems like number 1, 2, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10, all the teams in front of us are losing, yet we move like 2 or 3 spots each week. If we win Saturday, I don't know who else has lost this week, but surely we need to be top 10. Come on. If not, we're still going to prove it. We're going to prove it. We're going to make our way up to that top 10 at some point this season, whether the voters who are voting now like it or not. We're coming.
A lot of blue bloods voting in the poll, I guess. But the next game after that, I know people are already talking about that. Alabama's got a great team this year. It's in Tuscaloosa next Wednesday night. And people are talking about the tickets for that game are $40 or $50. Maybe the best chance for Auburn fans to get in the game and not pay a fortune to watch the Tigers play.
Yeah, if you want to watch Bama here, you're paying $400 or $500. But to be only pay $40 on StubHub or SeatGeek, whatever it might be, now's the chance. If you're from that area around Tuscaloosa and you want to support Auburn, get you a ticket and let's go be loud there. But yes, Bama had a very, very tough out-of-conference schedule. They're undefeated in the SEC, just like us. So if we get past Ole Miss on Saturday, that's going to be a great game Wednesday night.
Yeah. Going to be a huge, huge matchup next week. Hopefully, Tigers can get past Ole Miss this weekend, and we'll see that one with two undefeateds in Tuscaloosa. Kevin, always good to visit and talk some Auburn basketball. The football team looks like it's shaping up as well, where the offensive staff is in place now. So I know people are excited about that as well.
Very excited. We've got our OC named. We've got our quarterback, running back coaches named. We're getting more transfer guys, one from Bama, one from Texas, a DB. So people are still coming in. And, here in a few weeks, Ryan Williams makes that decision. Meanwhile, across the state, players are leaving left and right at Bama. I don't know what's happening there, if it's the coach or it's the Saban effect or the NIL. I don't know what's going on, but we're loving it here at Auburn. Good things are happening right now, and it's a good time to be at Auburn.
No question. It's a strange time, and strange to see players transferring from Alabama to Auburn. It could be vice versa in the future. Who knows? But
That's a strange time in
college athletics. Always good to visit, Kevin. Enjoy the ball game this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
War Eagle, Doug. Thank you.
All right, Kevin Fichtner from Auburn, Alabama. When we come back, we're going to talk a little women's basketball with Auburn legend Ruthie Bolton. Have the Tigers of Auburn, the women's basketball team, have they turned the corner with Coach Jay? We'll talk about that when we get back on Tiger Talk Overtime.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to Doug Holton.
All right, welcome back, everyone. It's time to talk a little more college basketball, Auburn women's basketball. The Tigers lost a tough one this afternoon in Nashville to the Vandy Commodores, right at the end of the ball game. Joining us on the line to talk some college basketball and Auburn legend Ruthie Bolton. Ruthie, always great to have you back again.
Always, man. It's always good to be here. Deserve a whistleblower. It's game time, baby.
a tough ball game for the Tigers today. I know you didn't have a chance to watch a lot of that because you're coaching your daughter, right?
Yeah, coaching my daughter. Yeah, I'm trying to help her out, trying to show her the ropes. But my main thing is that I'm a competitor. So I was just trying to show her how to compete and in spite of the mistakes. And so, yeah, so got a chance to spend some time. It's been fun watching her grow and develop this year. She's 14 in the ninth grade. And it's a pivotal year for her. So it's been good seeing her grow and develop and learn from her mistakes.
No pressure on the head coach there, right, with Ruthie Bolton helping out.
You know what? No pressure at all with me. Listen, I just want to fit in. I just want to be a part of the team. That's all. Just really encourage the girls and just show them how beautiful this game is and how awesome it is. You learn a lot about yourself through the game, and competition is just beautiful. It's like God created competition, and it's really a beautiful thing. I guess growing up in a family of 20 prepared me for that.
That's right. No, I was just kidding with you. But anyway, let's talk about the Auburn Tigers a little bit. They didn't get the victory today, close ball game, and Vandy's having a pretty good year. I think they're 17-2 now. But the big win over LSU the other night, the defending national champions, was that a signature win for Auburn? Does that kind of turn the corner for Coach Jay?
I think so. That was a huge win, and just how they won the game, how they just, how they just pressed, and I would say that they were locked in. And to me, that's the culture of Auburn basketball in the past. And so creating that culture so the fans can feel it again, like, oh, this is like 20, 25 years ago. because that's what we've been hoping, wanting to bring back that competitiveness and step on the court and represent the Lady Tigers. So I feel like it was a pivotal game. And obviously beating LSU, you know, Kim gave Auburn so much credit. She said, "Hey, they just outplayed us. They didn't give us anything easy." And to me, that's a compliment from a coach, a national champion coach. So I feel like this is a pivotal moment for the Tigers, and just keep feeding them, even though they might have come up short today. Just keep learning. And to me, in January out, you know, this part of the season and getting ready for, I think the SEC, they could really be that team. That teams don't want to play. I feel like Auburn could be that team. Like, they'd be like, "Man, we sure don't want to play Auburn." And that's what you want.
Exactly. How close do you think Coach Johnny is to having the players that she needs to compete at the top level of the SEC? She's got a couple of pretty good ones now.
I think she does. I really like number two. I'm bad with names. I don't even know my sibling's name. But anyway, I like number two. I like the big girl. I feel like they play. And then, of course, I like, God, what's her name? She's the one that, she's probably one of the best player. She was there last year.
Honestly.
She drives a lot to the hole. She's very, yes, I like her. Yes, yes, yes. So I feel like if I'm watching them play that game, they got the tools. I said, you can't bleed LSU if you don't have a team of players. And then they go back and they come up short today. But I think this is the time for them to just build and build. And so with a couple more solid players, man, she could be a contender for, you know, to get up there with teams. We're about Auburn. And that's what we want. That's what we've been hoping for. And I feel like, and I think this is her third year, correct? Second or third year?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think, and she did say that this was going to be a big year for her. So at least to say, hey, you know what? We got a caliber team that can compete at the next level. So I think we are close there. I think we're heading in the right direction. I feel like with a couple of players or two, or with some of the players you have stepping up, they should build on this team. They should be like, hey, you know what? What we did is just a fluke. We didn't just, oh, okay, we just played, beat LSU, just a luck. They need to let fans know, people know, no, that wasn't luck. That's just who we are. So we're here. We're here to play. And when the ball go up, we're going toe-to-toe with anybody. That's the grit, and that's the tenacity, and that's the narrative that hopefully that we can create.
Yeah. Big game coming up Sunday against Alabama, I think, at home. And there's going to be a lot of festivities there. They're going to retire DeJuana's jersey. I know you're one of four players currently that have had your jersey retired from Auburn women's basketball.
Man, that is so awesome. DeJuana, I did my little shout out video. She's so awesome. She's just been such a consistent player and just play hard. She's a fun player to watch. Like, she just battles. I would love to play in a 3-on-3 with her. Man, I would love to play in a 3. Even at my age, I feel we can go win a 3-on-3 with that girl. Man, she's awesome. She's a baller, and she's very well deserving. She's won a WNBA championship, and just a player to have played hard and just have really made it the game of basketball even more phenomenal game to watch. And I'm so proud of her, and to see her jersey go up in the rafters. It's definitely very well deserving. Hey, she's not done. The best is yet to come.
Yeah. Do you remember the feeling when they retired your jersey? What was that like?
You know what? It's just sometimes it's so surreal. Like, wake me up, because you know what? I was this little Mississippi girl with a bad shot and a bad Jerry curl. I should not have been playing at the level that I played at. And so to have that, I'm humble at it, and it felt good, you know, even at, you know, professional level and in college. I'm just thankful. So I owe it to the next generation. That's why I get so excited when I work with my daughter's team. I work with college girls, because I owe it to you all. I know what it feels like. I owe it to you all. And I want y'all to just hold on, just take on to this game and love it, embrace it, and treat this game right. Treat the game of basketball right. And it's going to take you a lot of places. You're going to learn a lot about yourself through the game.
It's hard to believe 15 years since that 2009 championship team that she was a part of. And I think, speaking of daughters, that's when I first started taking my daughter to see the Tigers play. So it's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah, time goes by so fast when you're having fun. You know what? It does. And so that's why we have to make the best of every opportunity. That's why my shirt said dream big. Every day I'm trying to dream big. I'm trying to be the best version of me. Even at 56, I want to be better today than I was yesterday. And so that's what it's about. In this new year, in this new year era, I would say not a resolution, but a movement and assignment to be the best version of yourself. That's what's important. every athlete, every player. And that's what I want people listening, athletes listening, Auburn Lady Tigers, to continue to be the best version of yourself every day in practice and in the game to win, to take care of self.
Ruthie, always great to visit. I know you're after practice and ready to get home and eat dinner and whatever, but continued success. That was a great song you sent to Dawana, and always good to visit in War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle to you, and I got to do this. Game time, baby.
All right, the thoughts of Ruthie Bolton, Auburn legend. If you couldn't hear that, that was her whistleblowing after practice as she coaches her daughter, one of the greats of all time in Auburn women's basketball. And it's going to be an exciting day Sunday. Again, Dawana Bonner retiring. They're retiring her jersey, and she'll be the fifth Auburn woman to have her jersey retired in Auburn basketball history. So that'll be a big game against Alabama Sunday. Also, Auburn men's basketball, great to talk about that tonight with Kevin Fichtner. The Tigers are certainly on a roll. They have Ole Miss at home in the Jungle Saturday night as well, 7:30. You can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5. And Coach Bruce Pearl and the Tigers certainly with a win Saturday. They've got a big week next week against Alabama and Mississippi State. But with a win Saturday, they should certainly, depending on what happens to the other teams, but they should certainly crack the top 10 in college basketball. And Auburn football, the coaching staff continues to evolve. We'll keep you up to date on that. If you want to follow us during the week, our website is WarEagleTV.com and the Twitter page @TV_WarEagle. Until next week, I'm Doug Holton. Thanks for joining us on Tiger Talk Overtime, everybody. Thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to Steve Stanley for keeping us on the air. We'll see you again next week for another exciting show as we move closer to spring football and the Senior Bowl coming here in Mobile not too far away. Until then, Doug Holton, so long, everybody. We'll see you next time.